Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says collective efforts of center and state key to realizing Viksit Bharat vision. Nagaland signing MOU with Assam and Center for Oil and Gas Exploration. Government making efforts to boost Akashvani and Doordarshan coverage across border region. And Nagaland police cautions against misleading content on social media. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that despite the world passing through a period of uncertainty and instability, India continues to advance on its growth trajectory with confidence and determination, chairing the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said, as India progresses towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat, the collective responsibility of the center and states becomes even greater. He highlighted that creating the right ecosystem for the country's youth through quality education, demand-driven skilling and employment opportunities must remain a priority. Mr. Modi said, women-led development is a cornerstone of the vision of Viksit Bharat, with Narish Shakti contributing across farming and startups to science and innovation. Held under the theme Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047, the meeting brought together chief ministers and lieutenant governors from across the country. Nagaland is taking a major step towards resuming oil and gas exploration with the signing of a tripartite memorandum of understanding between the governments of Nagaland, Assam, and the center. The agreement aims to facilitate the exploration and production of crude oil and natural gas along the Assam-Nagaland border. The signing is taking place this evening at Kartavya Bhavan in New Delhi in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Ryu and his Assam counterpart Himanta Biswa Sarma, senior ministry officials and representatives of both states. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said special arrangements are being developed to strengthen Akashvani and Doordarshan coverage across the country's border regions with new FM transmitters and broadcasting infrastructure being set up. He was speaking after virtually inaugurating a 20-kilowatt FM transmitter at Ramgarh in Rajasthan's Jaisalmer district. Mr. Vaishnaw called for transforming the overall framework of Prasar Bharati, stressing the need for a digital-first and hyper-local approach to keep radio relevant in the technology era. He also underlined the importance of connecting local artists and artisans with broadcasting platforms.
आज के समय के हिसाब से आकाशवाणी को डिजिटल फर्स्ट और हाइपर लोकल इन दो सूत्रों में बांधे. जो भी डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म हमारे पास आज अवेलेबल है उस प्लेटफॉर्म को यूज करें. लोकल आर्ट, लोकल संस्कृति, लोकल खान पान को आगे लाने का एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म बनाए. अगले 1000 दिनों में एक मास्टर प्लान बना के आकाशवाणी और दूरदर्शन का पूरा ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन करें.
The event was attended by Prasar Bharati Chairman Prasoon Joshi and Akashvani Director General Rajiv Kumar Jain, among other senior officials. Nagaland police have issued an advisory urging social media users and group administrators to exercise caution while posting, sharing, or forwarding content on digital platforms. The advisory warned that any message, image, video, or other material found to be offensive, misleading, unlawful, or likely to disturb public peace and tranquility may lead to legal action under relevant laws. Police reminded group administrators of their responsibility to monitor content shared within their groups. Users have also been advised to verify information before sharing and refrain from posting content that could incite hatred, violence, panic, or public disorder. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Preparations for the Census 2027 are gathering pace across Nagaland, with districts conducting trainings and sensitization activities. In Dimapur, more than 600 census officers, supervisors, and enumerators commenced are undergoing intensive training. Speaking at the program, Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tinojongshi Chang stressed the importance of accurate data collection and called for dedicated efforts from all census personnel. In Longlan, the second phase of training for enumerators and supervisors of Yongnya area commenced today with 45 participants. Meanwhile, in Paran, Deputy Commissioner Haizu Meru convened a census awareness meeting with tribal bodies and civil society organizations, including women and youth groups. Officials highlighted the importance of public cooperation and informed that Census 2027 will be conducted digitally for the first time. Citizens have the option of self-enumeration through the official portal se.census.gov.in from June 16 to 30, while house listing operations will be commenced from July 1. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature 12 Saal, Vishwas Ke, Vikas Ke, Jan Kalyan Ke. Today, we focus on the measures taken by the government towards the welfare of the poor.
Over the past 12 years, the Narendra Modi government has implemented several flagship schemes for the welfare of the poor and to strengthen social security. Housing for the poor is the major focus area of the Modi government. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Gramin, more than 4 crore houses have been allocated to states for economically weaker families in rural areas. The government is providing free food grains to over 81 crore beneficiaries under the PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. The Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana is providing health coverage of 5 lakh rupees to vulnerable families, while PM Jan Aushadhi Kendras are offering generic medicines at affordable rates. Over 10 crore 55 lakh women have been provided free LPG gas connections under the PM Ujwala Yojana. Meanwhile, under the PM Swanidhi scheme, more than 1 crore 12 lakh loans have already been disbursed to street vendors so far. India's social protection coverage has risen sharply from 19% in 2015 to more than 64% in 2025, covering nearly 94 crore citizens under the government welfare schemes. Around 24 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, reflecting a significant shift towards inclusive growth and welfare-driven governance. Emilia Kutsu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
With 10 days to go for the International Day of Yoga on June 21, preparations are gathering momentum across the country. This year's theme is Yoga for Healthy Aging, highlighting the importance of balance, strength and inner calm at every stage of life. Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga in the run-up to the occasion. Today, we begin with the basics of yoga and why it remains relevant in modern life. More than being a physical exercise, yoga is a holistic practice that brings harmony between the body, mind, and spirit. It combines physical poses, asanas, breathing techniques, pranayama, and meditation. In the coming days, this series will focus on different aspects of yoga and their role in healthy aging, from improving balance and sleep to managing stress and enhancing overall well-being. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. And in Kohima, the District Level Coordination Committee of the District Tobacco Control Cell held its quarterly meeting yesterday to review tobacco control measures in the district. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Bujem emphasized the need to seek clarification from the government on the prohibition of certain tobacco products and vendor licensing. The committee discussed intensifying awareness activities supported by regular enforcement. They resolved to update the District Tobacco Control Task Force by including food safety officer and to explore setting up similar enforcement teams in subdivisions and villages. Members also expressed concern over the current penalty of 200 rupees for tobacco-related violation and decided to flag the issue to the state government for consideration of stricter penalties, including cancellation of trade licenses. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says collective efforts of center and states key to realizing Viksit Bharat vision. Nagaland signing MOU with Assam and Center for Oil and Gas Exploration. government making efforts to boost Akashvani and Doordarshan coverage across border region, and Nagaland police cautions against misleading content on social media. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.